my God, Don, they called. They said I'm in. I shouted to my husband and danced around our small, cramped apartment. I couldn't believe that they actually called me back. I'm going to be a movie star. Oh my God. Oh my God. That's nice, dear, my grumpy husband said, not even taking his eyes off the paper. Ever since he lost his job, he'd become a miserable grouch. That's why I decided with no money coming in, I might as well go for my dreams, right? I'd only ever acted in one play, but it was enough to fuel my lifelong passion. I was born to act. I held my head up high and strutted around the room, picking up dishes and doing my wifely duties. Soon I was going to leave this life behind and become the famous actress that I knew I could be. Not only was I going to be famous, but rich, too. And then I could hire a maid to do all this dirty work. As I was finishing up with the dishes, Don came into the kitchen and put his dirty dishes in the sink. Did they say what part you'd be playing? I sighed in frustration. Why couldn't he have given me his dishes before I started? Well, I tried to think back to what the director said. Something about a cow. Don't say it, I pointed at him. I didn't say a word, he mocked, throwing his hands in the air. Damn it, I was going to make it. I'm sure some of the greats started out with shitty roles. If I had to start my illustrious acting career as a cow, I was determined to be the best cow I could possibly be. An hour later, my husband, bless his hardened little heart, called out from the living room. Would you stop that infernal mooing? I'm sure you'll have no trouble remembering your lines. I couldn't help it. I was so wound up that I called my best friend Janet and we talked for hours, even poring over everything we could get our hands on about cows. By the time I was ready to hit the set, I felt as if I was the foremost authority on cows. Of course, I even dreamed about the goddamned animals. This was going to be a hell of a week. After harrowing a cow-filled week, I dragged myself out of bed and headed down to the set. Fortunately, it was only an hour's drive away. I still didn't understand how I was going to play a cow, and at this point, I was too afraid to ask. Wouldn't it have been cheaper just to rent a cow or something? Were they going to put me in a silly costume? The questions danced and swirled in my head, and I was an emotional wreck by the time I pulled into the makeshift parking lot. Name, please, the boring-looking security guard asked. Marjorie Bell, I puffed out my large chest as he flicked through some papers. I don't see... Oh, wait, you're the who cow, he said, eyeing me up and down. The what? I asked. I wasn't familiar with that term. I had memorized every type and kind of cow out there, but that wasn't one. It means human cow. Your director will explain further. Just follow the road and take your first right, he pointed out of the security booth. Hearing the word who cow gave me chills for some strange reason. I gulped down my nervousness and followed his directions. Coming upon a motley crew of assorted other actors and actresses, I got a very weird vibe about these people. But I climbed out of my car and introduced myself. Ah, the star of the set has arrived. The director slapped his hands 3 times. Everybody, I want you to meet the newest member of our family, Marjorie. Star? I looked around bewildered as everyone began mooing in some kind of kinky initiation ritual. Before I knew it, all of them, including the director, were on the ground running around on all fours, mooing at each other. Was I expected to join in this odd behavior? I noticed a very tall, handsome black man leaning against the side of the makeshift house. I sidled over to him, leaving the mad cow people to their strange ritual.